back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we've got callers on the line. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, I'd like to hit several things here quickly. The first place, Jack, I've heard these yapping dogs idiots carrying on here recently about creating jobs. Jack, what do we need to create jobs? Let's call Marco Pio and have him evict about 39 million illegal aliens out of this country. Let's stop all H-1 visas, bringing in so-called critical or foreigners for critical jobs. Let's stop all legal immigration for the time being. Back during the first years of Eisenhower's administration, he had the same problem. He had soldiers coming back from World War II without a job. He instituted what he called Operation Wetback, and those are Eisenhower's words that called up the troops and evicted 1 million illegal aliens. Jack, we need to fire this communist/globalist, Barack Obama, and hire a nationalist that cares about this country. And the only front-running nationalist we have is Ron Paul. Get rid of these globalists that have sold us down the river, and get a real American in there that'll take care of us and take care of this country, Jack.
Yeah, also, true. Jack, very true, brother.
Jack, they've been slandering the Tea Party here recently, calling them terrorists and circulating lies and whatever. It's coming out of the feds, the FBI. Now, we know that the FBI is a wholly owned and operated subsidiary of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a radical, extremist, far-left organization. They're trying to energize their own base.
Anti-American organization, too, brother.
And get them wound up and demonize the Tea Party. And also, Jack, you were talking about 9/11. Now, a lot of us have heard Colonel Donnie Graham pre-World War II OSS, Korea Airborne, Defense Department Chief Mideast Armaments Negotiator for 10 years, say that Flight 93 was shot down over Pennsylvania on 9/11 by the 119th Flight North Dakota Air National Guard flying out of Langley, Virginia. Flight leader Major Rick Debney fired two sidewinders that brought 93 down.
Yeah.
Jack, I've been told by a fireman here in Oklahoma City who on 9/11 was a fireman at Andrews Air Force Base in D.C. He was there at the Pentagon. They were called out. He said that when he got there at the Pentagon, there was no airplane, no stinking airplane, no signs of one.
Right.
There was a hole in the side of the building, and I'm quoting using his words. He said about the size of two garage doors, which later caved in bigger. Jack.
It was a 16-foot hole.
Yeah, well, his words were about the size of two garage doors, Jack.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, it's becoming common knowledge that the War Department, and I use those words, I think, accurately, Jack, because the American people wouldn't cough up hundreds of billions of dollars every year for a War Department, so now they call it the Defense Department.
Yeah.
The real name, Jack, is the War Department. Now, it's becoming common knowledge that these guys have legions of PhD-level psychological warfare experts on the payroll, Hollywood scriptwriters, whose job is to develop disinformation, cover stories, scenarios, discredit anybody who opposes the official party line. Jack, you know, I'm here in Oklahoma City, and I've heard all the BS about the bombing downtown. I've told you some of the things that I have come across here in Oklahoma City. There's all the different disinformation, the different stories circulating. People who contacted the FBI with real information concerning the bombing who were harassed and intimidated.
Yes. Ron, do you want to hold on, brother? Want me to hold you over?
Oh, Jack, that's okay. You can bring somebody else up. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, God bless you, brother. Thanks for your call. Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Going back to our brother in Oklahoma. God bless you, brother. No, I guess he hung up. We're going to a very unusual caller here. He goes by the name of USA, a caller, and he doesn't say where he's calling from, so evidently he wants to keep his identification secret. USA, are you there, brother?
Yes, it's a sister. Hi.
Oh, this is a sister. Okay,
yes,
USA.
Okay. Hi, Officer McClam. You know how much we care for you. This is fresh out of the oven information. I just heard this like half an hour ago. I hear Dr. Rima reports. And if any of the audience is interested in hearing, they can hear the archives, healthfreedomportal.org. The information that I heard was that as an excuse to protect the stability of the euro, Germany is trying to pass legislation on September 29th, and they're trying to hold a vote where two-thirds of the German property would be confiscated and given to the banks. And it just came to my mind a few minutes ago, Jack Van Empe. I don't always agree with his views, but he mentioned that there will be in the Book of Revelation, it mentions about, makes reference to Germany with a different name, according to him, where Germany would eventually separate from the European common market.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this is a sign, because just now, you know, we need to pray for the German people. They're trying to fight to stop this legislation where they, you know, Germany, I think Germany is one of the richest country in Europe. And this is tyranny that it has been tried to be done to this nation, you know, and I think that has happened even to Ireland. It was very prosperous, and just now they're not in the same, you know, financial stability that they were before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So please, you know, this is not in the internet for the English-speaking audience. It's only in German. Eventually it'll come to the internet, but this is fresh, you know, from the oven information, and I wanted the audience to hear about this, because I think if this is going to happen to Germany, what about us in the future?
That's right.
With this feudal system that they're trying to establish with time. And how would I say, keep strong, same to the audience, okay?
Okay, sister. God bless you, and we will pray for Germany. Folks, please pray for Germany, that the German people can overthrow this bill that is going to take away their land and give it to the bankers. Okay? Thank you, USA. Appreciate your calling in today. Okay. She's gone, evidently. All right. Let's go to Chris now in Tennessee. Chris in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad that you're still alive and free, considering they called you a domestic terrorist. But
right.
Jack, after 10 years from the 2011 date, some of the things that really bothered me were the emails that were given to certain people the day before, telling them not to report to work that day, and also the insider stock trading that took place right before September 11th. That happened then, and actually that money was never claimed. So for the United States to say that there was no knowledge of the attack to happen is a lie, and I think that it's still a murder investigation. This case is still open. Larry Silverstein purchased those buildings for a dollar because of the high asbestos levels that were in them, and the New York Port Authority unloaded them to him for a dollar because they didn't know what to do how to deal with the high asbestos levels that were in their buildings and how to dispose of it.
Yeah, and then he went out, and got millions of dollars of insurance on the buildings because he knew he was going to blow them up on 9/11.
That's exactly right, Jack. And I wish the people that are coming back from the military service, thinking that you wanted to go out and do something to revenge this bad incident that happened, take a step back and look that it was nothing more than an insurance plot and an inside deal to blow the buildings up. And
that's right.
Yes, sir.
Chris, the night before, the Jews knew that the building was going to be blown up from within because they could see all the wires on each floor going to the explosive. And they started moving the gold out. There was tons of gold in the bottom of the World Trade Center that they didn't want to lose, so they started moving the gold out the day before as fast as they could, but they couldn't get it all out in time.
Well,
before the building blew up.
One New Jersey policeman caught them, and I believe the video is called The Dancing Israelis. And
right.
They caught him, and they said, the police officer asked him what he was doing. And they said, well, we're here to film the event of the Twin Towers. And the Israeli embassy, when Michael Chertoff arranged them under the diplomatic immunity to go back and not have them locked up in jail, and the truth to be known. It's a murder investigation of the innocent fire and police officers that day. That's really what disturbs me 10
That's
days
right.
after the event. Jack, you have a good day, sir, and tell your bride I said
okay.
hello. Love her.
Okay.
You have a good day,
God
sir.
God bless you, Chris.
Take
Thanks
care.
For being an activist and standing up for God and country, Brother Chris. Take care. Okay. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Brother Ed in Utah, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Hello, Ed?
Jack?
In Utah? Yes.
Yes. Appreciate it, Jack. You're doing a good job today.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean it. The fact is, here you are, someone I looked up to when I was young, as far as what you were, an officer. You're over there fighting in Vietnam, and
yes.
and here you are having to stare down them, the ones that were calling the shots over you at the time when you figured you were doing the right thing and probably were doing the right thing as far as your own world goes, Jack, like we all thought we were. But
right.
Before I get into 9/11, I'd like to follow up on that caller about Germany. You know, America lost two men that tried to stand up to the Jewish oligarchs and the plutocrats taking over America. John F. Kennedy, of course. They gunned him down before the nation's eyes. Jack Rubenstein,
yeah.
I mean Jack Ruby, killed the last man that could have spoke on the matter, being a patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald. And then, of course, Huey Long, the great Louisiana populist that tried to take out FDR in 1936. They gunned him down on the steps there. And
yeah.
so two men at two different times could have changed the course of history because they understood it. Like old Hickory did 100 years before, and like when Abe Lincoln came to his senses and was going to stand up to the Jewish oligarch there in England, they got him. And
yeah.
so I just wanted
they
to lay
sure
the groundwork.
Did.
Right, and she was talking, though, about Germany. They could use a man like Adolf Hitler today, Jack. He was a great nationalist, and as a great American poet, Ezra Pound, told the American Free Press, or his words
uh-huh.
were reprinted in American Free Press through
right.
Eustace Mullins. He said that the only serious challenge to the Rothschild oligarch situation was, of course, Adolf Hitler. And, of course, the Brits and the Ruskies were not enough. They had to rope us into the war with the Pearl Harbor, the goading of the Japs to attack. So that's in summary. And that'll be my lead-in to Jack, Americans right now, the new listeners there in Dallas, they need to get a copy of the book. I brought up AmericanFreePress.net. They need to get the great author who was brought along by Michael Piper. I'm talking about Victor Thorne on the 9/11 situation. The title
right.
of his book, Jack says it all. It's called Made in Israel, 9/11.
That's right.
Yes, 9/11, the Jewish plot against America. It is
That's
not
right.
Arabs. Right, Jack, it's not Arabs taking away prayer in school like they did in the 60s. It was organized
That's
Jewry. Right.
right. Yes, That's
taking
right.
the Ten Commandments down in Alabama from Judge Moore. It wasn't. I didn't see no Muslims down there, Jack, but I saw a battery of Jewish liars.
Right.
They
yeah.
are the enemy within.
That's
they,
right, brother.
Victor Thorne has aced it this time. He has put together years of work, and he's not invited this weekend, nor is Judy Woods or the rest of them that have something contrary to the official truth movement. Which, Jack, was never infiltrated. It was set up from the start beforehand. They knew they'd have a job on their hands with people like you coming to the fore and Jesse Ventura, American Free Press, and what have you. They knew there'd be a cascade of dissidents. So they already had their chosen boys ready to control it. Because 3 weeks after 9/11, Eric Hussmit came out with a book called A Time for Painful Questions. Can I follow up with 30 more seconds, or am I done?
Okay, hang on, Brother Ed in Utah. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To go right back to Ed in Utah. Brother Ed, go right ahead.
Thanks a lot, Jack. As I was saying, Eric Huffsmid, it turns out that he came out with that book, A Time for Painful Questions. It came out within a month of 9/11. He was a controlled disinformation agent. Turns out his kid sister was married to the son of Rupert Murdoch. And that's very telling because another fellow that started out to be a 9/11 truther, Chris Bolin, even joined the American Free Press for a while. He tried to take them down internally. He's still a critic of Michael Piper over there. Mr. Uh-huh. Bolin, he got funding from Eric Huffsmid. And so that little group there, and as you know, they took over Michael Chertoff's cousin, took over the Popular Mechanics to try to debunk 9/11 truthers and what have you. So the movement was already laid in place there by the organized Jewry and their cohorts in Hollywood. So I'll just sum this up, Jack. People need to get Victor Thorne at AmericanFreePress.net, his book, Made in Israel, 9/11, The Jewish Plot Against America. And
right.
And to that end, they need to see the steering committee of the 9/11 Truth Movement and why even David Ray Griffith and even the beloved Professor Jones here at BYU, who stood up to them at first. But those good researchers are letting their information go adrift because they cannot point the finger at the Israeli Mossad. And that's the problem here. It's a movement to be jawboning, like the JFK assassination thing. 40 years later, you still can't talk about Jack Rubenstein and the Mossad that killed him. And that's what they're doing with the 9/11 truthers. So Victor Thorne has nailed it here with the book. They need to get In fact, if they don't have a computer, Jack, can I give out the phone number to American Free Press?
Yes, please do.
Okay, toll-free, 888-699-NEWS. Toll-free, 888-699-NEWS. They need Victor Thorne's book.
Okay. God bless you.
Thanks, Jack.
Ed in Utah, thanks for being an activist, brother. That's what's going to win back America. God bless you, brother. Take care. Okay, let's go to, well, let's give out our call-in number again real quick here, folks. Give out our call-in number here. It's 800 or 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today. Okay, let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Blue in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Jack, and how are you today?
I'm doing fine, sister. Good to talk to you.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I preach this every time I get on the airwaves, and that is, number one, you have to stand, and you have to continue to stand, as George Farley said.
Right.
Two, it doesn't matter internally how 9/11 happened. We just know that it happened, and it's not right, and there needs to be a new investigation.
Yes.
And please, by all means, I am not a liberal tree hugger by any means, but we have got to look at the other side's campaign and how they have evolved to where they're at.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is it doesn't matter the cause. They unify to fight. I'm sure that there is internal bickering when it comes to the Democrats or the liberals or the progressives, whatever you want to call them. But
uh-huh.
In the Patriot movement, all we do is fight amongst ourselves. Who's right on the 9/11 issue? Does it really matter? We just know there's something wrong. Let's reinvestigate it. I don't care if Judy is correct or if InfoWars is correct or any of the other theories are correct. All I can tell you is I know that there is something wrong. But until we can all unite and stand as one front, things will never change. They are feeding off of our internal arguments.
Yes. True, sister.
Yeah, we have got to stand as one unified force and say, no more. All we want is a new investigation.
Right.
And when you look at the Tea Party movement, oddly enough, because I was involved since the very beginning in my particular area, it has evolved. They're not really looking at the 9/11 issue, but by golly, they looked into Agenda 21, and they're finding that it's being implemented in their neighborhood. And
that's
now
right.
They're getting upset.
That's good. Praise the Lord.
And this is happening nationwide. It's just not my particular Tea Party. And it's not being controlled, because everyone keeps saying that it's being controlled by the Republicans. It's not. It's really not. You've got an agenda base. But these guys are doing this from scratch, and they don't know what to do. They really don't, and they're trying their best, and they want to stay away from the Republican Party because they know the Republican Party is bad. And you hear all this crap in the media that it's all, you know, a Republican base. It's not. If you are a 9/11 truther, go attend a meeting.
Right.
But don't overwhelm them with information. You've got to spoon-feed them itty-bitty bites at a time.
Okay. Blue, do you want to hold over or
please.
Do you want to go?
No, please hold me over.
Okay. Hang on, Blue. From Tennessee, we'll be right back with after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, we're going to go right back to Blue in Tennessee. Sister, go right ahead.
Well, I want to explain a problem in the Patriot Movement as well as in the Tea Party Movement. You've got 80% of the people that will stand up and complain about what's going on. If I hear one more person on talk radio say, well, I'm for the Tea Party Movement and I'm part of it. Well, no, you're not, because if you were part of the Tea Party Movement or part of the Patriot Movement, then you would show up at a meeting. So out of the 80% of people that show, that say that they are, only 20% show up, if you're lucky. Out of that 20%, when you put a action agenda in front of them going, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to get there, you've got 10% participation. And then when it's set, when you've got the sign-up sheet, and only 5% say that they'll do the work. And by the time it's all said and done and you've put the implementation, whether it's being at a gun show to pass out literature or standing today at a 9/11 event and passing out literature, only 2% show up if you're lucky. Put your money where your mouth is. You can call in all day long and complain, or you can believe what you want to believe. But unless
right.
you get involved, it's not going to work. That is the difference between the, I don't want to say Christian right agenda, but those of us that know the difference between good and evil. The evil is winning because they have participants. We don't.
That's
we really
right.
truly don't.
That's right, Blue. Listen, Blue, we've got to go. Blue, we've got to go on to other callers, sister.
All right.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Take care, Blue. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, let's go then to Ken in Virginia. Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Yes, Jack, I'm certainly glad to have you back. Your program is extremely important because you talk to people who are informed and tell them what's going on. Now, I understand that Alex Jones, who is the big kahuna, is not going to be at the ground zero today. He felt, and maybe rightly, that he can reach more people through his broadcast on the other network from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. But at the ground zero, the extremely valuable group, We Are Change, will be representing our side. I don't know how much the police will push them away from ground zero, but they will be representing, and that's extremely important. Now, Ed in Utah he really nailed it. He's extremely well informed. I don't argue. I don't encourage arguing with other people. I tell people they should listen to Alex Jones. He has many important people on his program, even if he doesn't tell the whole truth, as we know he doesn't. But tell everybody to listen to Alex Jones and pass the word. InfoWars.
That's right.
Joyce Riley is another person on the other network. He has 2 million. She has hundreds of thousands of listeners. Listen to her. She's pretty good on, and Victor Thorne, that man is extremely well informed. And in addition
sure
to his
is.
Book, the latest edition of American Free Press is all about 911 and has a number of articles by him, and including what about where did the smoke come from and where did the fire. Now, he didn't happen to go all the way with the Dr. Judy Wood information, but it opens the door, but it's going to be hard for American Free Press, and by all means you should get America, subscribe to American Free Press, pass it out. But it's going to be hard for them to bring the Judy Wood information. I spoke to Mark Anderson, the roving editor, who's doing a wonderful job, and he said he might have Andrew Johnson, who's written a book about it. He spoke to me from England. He's been working with Judy Wood, so he might have him on his program. But it's going to be hard for them. But listen to them all and pass the word. I'm not hitting anybody. We're winning, and we have a wonderful in Virginia. We have a wonderful candidate for Congress who's the best person in the whole country running for Congress, Karen Kwiatkowski, and she knows the whole score. And she will be defeating the incumbent, Bob Goodlatte. So I'll leave it with you. Thank you very much, Jack.
Okay, Ken. God bless you for standing up for God and country, being an activist, brother. God bless you. Take care. Okay, let's go to Richard in Ohio. Brother Richard in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Brother Jack. When we talk about those attacks on 9/11, I believe that we need to take a much closer look at the Vatican, the Jesuit priesthood, including the Memphis Mafia. It is well known that Colonel Tom Parker is a former Jesuit priest, and I recently discovered that Elvis' girlfriend is actually a 33rd degree Mason, and I'm speaking here, Brother Jack, about a lady who was probably well known to many of you then listeners, Deanna Spingola, A lot of people don't seem to realize she has been very close with Elvis over the years, and she was seen near Ground Zero in some type of a limousine. I saw a photograph of it, Brother Jack, on the Internet. Yeah, Elvis Mangola was seen riding shotgun in the back seat in that city right next to Elvis Presley. And he had been sighted at a Burger King just a week prior to that, a Burger King restaurant. And that's why now Burger King is changing the name of the restaurant. They used to have that king as a mascot for the Burger King, and now they've done away with that. And I believe that Deanna Spingola is part of the conspiracy that we are talking about here. I found out she's a 33rd degree Mason.
Well, Ken, you realize, is this Richard?
Yeah, this is Richard, Jack.
Okay, Richard. Once you reach 32nd degree Masonic Lodge, you're told that your god in Freemasons is Lucifer.
I know that. And you know what? Brother Albert Pike, I saw a letter where Brother Albert Pike had promoted Deanna Spingola to the 33rd degree.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what a lot of the evidence that we need right there. A lot of people don't seem to realize.
Yeah, she knows that the god of Freemasons is Satan. If she's 33rd degree, she knows that.
Absolutely, yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to point out to people. Everyone knows she was, a lot of people don't know, but I've seen photographs. She was very tight with Elvis. She was very close with Elvis. And a lot of people think that Elvis, you know, that he had that, he died, but he's been spotted. He was spotted at a Burger King restaurant very near. He was working at a restaurant, Burger King restaurant, very near to the Fukushima nuclear disaster under the name of LVC Preflamoto.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to happen that restaurant did not open up on that day. That, to me, shows foreknowledge on his part. And, you know, a lot of people don't seem to know that Deanna Spingola, I've seen photographs online where she's been seen with Elvis in the back seat of that limo that, you know, they used to drive around. And so many people don't know. Colonel Tom Parker was a Jesuit priest before he got into the music business.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay, Richard.
Thank you so much, Brother Jack.
God bless you, brother, for calling in. I hope you'll call back again. And thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Okay, let's go to Eric in Michigan. Eric in Michigan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Brother Jack. How you doing today?
Okay, doing well, brother.
Glad to hear that, and it's nice to hear all these intelligent, patriotic people calling in. I want to let Blue know that she has a spirit brother in me. I've been using the term unified force for the last 10 years because, indeed, partisan politics exists to divide and conquer, right?
Right. True.
You know,
right, true.
Here we got so-called public servants taking office with an oath of office, the Constitution, and yet they're members of these divisive factional parties instead of the Constitution. In my opinion, there should be one and only one party, the Constitution Party.
Right. True, brother.
And, you know, and what I'm doing, Brother Jack, thanks to your revelations on your show, the American Free Press newspaper is really delighted to work with people to get their newspaper distributed in everyone's neighborhood. That's what I'm working on. And
good deal. Good deal, brother. Thank you for that.
And since the oath of office is a contract, and since our tax monies pay for their salaries, that's another contract. And when they breach the contract, known as breach of the public trust, or when they send all of they nationalize the state guards, which I think is an act of treason, or sedition, okay, and then they invade and occupy 138 countries. You and I didn't authorize it. I'm sure nobody in your audience has authorized it.
No.
And now they've got the Committee of 13, a super Congress that's going to supersede the so-called duly elected public servants. So what we have to do, we have to counter that. We have to start organizing, holding our own town hall meetings as a unified force, with materials such as the American Free Press. And, I'd like to put a plug into Webster Tarpley, tarpley.net. He's got a blueprint all delineated. And, you know, it sounds like to me that Webster Tarpley's blueprint at tarpley.net is a sort of a reincarnation of JFK's initiatives, like, okay, no more foreign aid. We withdraw from all the countries, our military, shut down all the embassies. And, okay, we don't need those embassies, do we?
We don't.
And then we bring all the troops home, seal off the borders, eliminate the drug cartels. If I had anything to do with it, I would declare war on the drug cartels, wherever they exist. We want to look at the real, okay, the biggest terrorist threat to us, including our Muslim friends over here, are the drug cartels and the drug gangs that the FBI, the ATF, and DEA have been
supporting.
Smuggling guns to fast and furious, right?
True.
Okay.
They're supporting the drug cartels. Just like the president of Mexico is part of the drug cartel. That's why he won't do anything about it.
Well, the same thing with the Bush Latin crime family of Crawford, Texas. And the
same thing
with the William Jefferson Clintonista crime family. He, by the way, Robert Rubin, what did they do in the 90s? They bailed out the government of Mexico. Remember that? Rubin said, well, they're going to pay us back. Well, yeah, they're going to pay the Central Insurrection Agency and the Bush Laden crime family and the Cheney crime family and the Rumsfeld crime, et cetera, the Rockefeller. Yeah, they're going to pay him back with all that drug money, right?
Right.
And then we got Michael Rupert. Remember Michael Rupert?
Stellar
patriotic American crossing the Rubicon?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, then we got Terry Reed. Remember Terry Reed? What was his book called? Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA?
Yeah.
Well, here we got all the documentation, and very few people know about it. I hope American Free Press has those books, Brother Jack. And I hope people in your audience will get on the stick with American Free Press. I suspect they have Susan Lindauer's book available. What is it, Extreme Prejudice?
Yes. Listen, Eric, we've got to go to other callers, brother.
Yeah, indeed, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless
you. God bless
you.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being an activist for God and country. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom in Wisconsin, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate all the work you do and the service that you've given to the people of this country. And the one thing that I think seems to be missed in all of our effort, and generally speaking for all those people that want more freedom and less tyranny, is the idea and the fact that the de facto government right now at all levels, city, state, county, and the federal level, they're all operating as corporations. And these corporations view us in all of our contractual arrangements as actual property. So although we're able to influence what they do usually on a temporary basis, you know, get them to take a few steps back, and then suddenly we find them taking huge, giant steps forward, is because of that. And yeah. I don't know how often you have guests on your show, but there's a man by the name of L.B. Bork who wrote a book called The Red Amendment. And all of this goes back to this issue that I'm referring to, all goes back to the 14th Amendment, Lincoln's tyrannical war against the South, and the fact that he established a corporate form of government that basically doesn't really have to abide by the Constitution because, and I'd like to hold over, because they, in fact, I hear the music.
Okay, brother, hang on, Tom, and we'll be right back with Tom in Wisconsin right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Wisconsin, Tom in Wisconsin, we need to finish up really quick here, brother, because we only have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
2 minutes All left right. of the show.
Okay, I only got a few more points to make, and these, they're these.
Okay.
That everybody should look at People's Awareness Coalition online. They have a forum, notmygovernment.com. Also, too, if you really want to understand what we're dealing with, understand this, that the original Constitution that has the original 13th Amendment on it, that's the pre-war Constitution, is in an Army War Archive, which means, and an archive is for outdated documents. So We can spend all of our time and all of our energy trying to lobby these people that are working for basically a privately owned corporation to do what we want, or we can reestablish the de jure government bodies by withdrawing from the system and cutting off its blood supply, which is our tax money.
Yeah, true.
That's all I have to say, Jack.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. God bless you for being an activist, brother, and standing up for God and country.
God and country.
Take care. Okay. Let's go to Paul in Illinois. Paul in Illinois, we only have less than 1 minute left, Paul.
Hello,
but
there,
I wanted
Jack.
To get you on.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, Brother Jack, I got something for you here. That one fellow that was talking about Germany, I heard it about 3 weeks ago that France and Germany got together to start the Fourth Reich, and the Vatican is supplying them with all the gold.
I see. Okay.
The
Vatican is a globalist organization, and they're looking to set up the New World Order.
Right.
The Vatican.
And this Elvis Presley stuff, what did this guy say Elvis Presley was in Burger King in Japan?
I forget what he said.
I heard that guy before. He disguises his voice all the time to fool you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll let you go, Brother Jack. That's about all I had to say. If we can get that one straightened out, maybe we'll get it all straightened out.
Okay, Paul, or Tom. God bless you, Tom. Thanks for being an activist. Okay. Paul and JC, or CJ, and Mike. Paul in Illinois, CJ in Missouri, and Mike in Maryland. I don't have time to take your calls today. We're totally out of time, folks. So God bless you guys, and I hope you'll remember what you wanted to say and call me next week, okay, on the program earlier. All right? Call me earlier. Okay, folks, have a good weekend and a good week. Have a good week, folks, and get prepared. Get prepared for martial law, okay? Prepare. Get food preparation, food stuff, and get ammunition, and get guns, okay? Because we've got the communist Zionists bringing in the communist Chinese to take over our country one day. They're setting up 252 communist cities and towns all across the United States right now as we speak. God bless you all out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. God bless you all. Have a great week, and all, God willing, I'll be back with you next weekend, okay? God bless you, and good day.
Ever climbing.